My eyes are closed, but this does not mean I can't perceive. As when my face is upturned to the Terran sky, and sunlight is shown upon shuttered lids, it casts a ruddy glow upon the protected lenses, and warms me in Sol's fire. Sol, a star. Humanity's star. Until my adult years, the only star whose heat I could feel on my face on the long summer days and made the humid nights, when my toes tracked through the rye grass of the fields and chased after fireflies and watched the glittering lights of the bulk cargo lifters rising, falling at the distant starport, like pinpoint motes of lighted worker bees taking their precious honey to the stars. I've seen nebulae, twisted smoky things of dream dust, wispy tendrils of green amber star stuff, parting like seafoam in the wake of our freightliner. Static, dancing on the audio nodes, a siren song from the center of creation. I've been adrift in the pitch dark between the stars, heard the atmosphere popping of the hull, resisting the vacuum of space, seen ice forming on the bulkheads as we conserve precious energy, watched my breath float away from me in massive steam clouds as I inspected shipping containers in the cargo bay. Blue, a color. The massive fusion reactor at the center of our ship, it smashes hydrogen atoms together to form helium. There's a detonation which creates a flash, a miniature sun, a science engine that gives off heat and energy. Panels along its length are tinted blue and translate those flashes into an azure glow. Blue, a synonym for her, not for condition of her heart, nor for sadness of melancholic despondency. She is Arcanian, a civilization of millions, derived from a human splinter colony, a doomed expedition to Arcanus Prime. The atmosphere there is saturated with mineral compounds that once breathed in for several cycles begins to concentrate within the cells of the body that compose hair, eyelashes, the iris, the lips, fingernails. Combined with the unique radioactive properties of the Arcanian sun, a phenomenon manifests itself in those areas. The populace has a distinct cerulean feature. The longer you are alive on Arcanus Prime, the deeper the color. She is Arcanian. She has lived there her entire life. And she is breathtaking. Blue is a color that swells my heart like the raging oceans of Earth. Blue is a color that means the tender embrace of her lips against mine and the warmth of her tongue in my mouth. Blue is the friction between our skin as we move against the gentle Arcanian gravity. Blue is the feel of her thighs against mine. Blue is the sound of her breath in my ear. Blue is the way she whispers my name in her thick accent. Blue is the expression on her face when she comes. Blue is the thunder of my pulse as we lay exhausted. Blue is desire, passion, and a superheated, ferocious love. Blue is my favorite color.